Bloodline by Linda LaPlante. Read by Kim Hicks. Prologue. The first blow to his head made his body lurch sideways, striking his face against the bedside cabinet. The pain was excruciating. As he tried to fend off his attacker, the punch to his ribs forced him back against the pillow. He couldn't even cry out. The gag made sure of that. Over and over again, the punches slammed into his body. But now it wasn't a fist that hit him. It was a club hammer, and he could feel the bones in his face splinter. Blood seeped into his eyes and streamed from his nose, as yet again the hammer struck, this time with such force that his head lolled over the side of the bed. Incapable of moving or seeing, he could feel the sheet being dragged over him and around his inert body like a shroud. His attacker was using the blood-sodden sheet to slide him from the bed onto the floor. Moments later, he realized he was being dragged out of the bedroom. As he was dumped into the bath, the taps struck him, and part of the sheet covering his face fell back, but still he was incapable of making a sound. Even when the water began to run over him, he could do nothing to help himself. A terrible darkness swamped him as he sank into unconsciousness. Blood clotted his nostrils, and his mouth was swollen from the beating, which had broken his front teeth and forced them into his lip. And yet he was still alive, as his body was rolled over and over and the sheet drawn away from him. The blood mixed with the running water, swirling down the plug hole beneath his broken face. Sometime later, he felt something being poured over him, and hands patting and rubbing at his limbs. For a brief moment, his mind woke, as if there was a glimmer of a chance he would survive. This hope gave him the strength.